Zak the Mishnah Vayta Masech the Shabbos, Perik Vez, Mishnah Hey. Hamachabes an air, one who extinguishes a lamp, Bibnei Shum Misyare, Bibnei Oivde Kaychavim. He's scared of Oivde Kaychavim? Why would he be scared of Oivde Kaychavim? What does that have to do with his light? Well, Chazal explained that the Persians didn't let anyone light a lamp on the day of their festival. It could only be by their Avodah Zarah. So if they caught anyone else with a light in their house, he could have been in trouble. So he's scared. And that's why he extinguished the Ner. Or Mipnei Lister, he was scared of robbers. He didn't want them to be able to see him and attack him. Or Mipnei Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra would mean some type of a evil Ruach that settled on him. And when he doesn't see, it's easier for him. The Rambam explains Ruach Ra means it's a kind of depression, a Marash Chayda. And he wants to be in the dark. Depression is attracted to darkness. That's one of the reasons that we bedafka light Shabbos neighbors, to bring a person out of his depression. But l'maisa, when a person's depressed, he wants to be in the dark. Or he extinguishes the ner, the im over here we would touch, or b'shvil achayla sheyishan, so a sick person can fall asleep. In all these cases, potter. The Batanura says we're talking about a chayla, who's mamish, achayla sheyash b'sakana, he must be totally relaxed. If not, it's dangerous. It's a sakana to his life. And the same is true in regard to the other cases. The situation is so bad that he had to do this. If not, it would have been sakanas nefashes. So really, the lashon shouldn't have been pater, says the Batanur. Pater means, well, we really don't want you to do it, but you don't have to bring karma chatas. Not over nisa deraisa. If indeed it is sakanas nefashes, it should say mutter, because it's mutter to do it. It's even a mitzvah to do it. The reason it says pater is because in the sefer, we're going to learn chayiv, so in the reisha, we learn the word potter. Vaitra zakta mishnah, but what if he extinguishes the lamp for a totally different reason? Kechas al aner? He wants to spare the lamp. He's scared it's getting too hot and it may crack. Or kechas al shemen? He wants to save the oil. He doesn't want the oil to get used up. Or kechas al psila? He wants to spare the wick. The din is in these cases chayiv, he is chayiv. Rabbi Yossi poiter bekulam. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even in these cases he would be potter, chutz min psila. Except for the case where he wants to save the wick, because he makes it into charcoal. There is something called a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. That means I'm doing a malacha, but I'm not doing it for the reason that it was done in the Mishkan. Let's say extinguishing a flame. All the malachas are learned from the Mishkan. Where did they extinguish a flame in the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, it was done for the purpose of creating charcoal. So if someone extinguishes a flame in order to salvage the rest of the oil or to keep the lamp from cracking. So it's really a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. That's how Taisus understands, a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Some of the Shinim learn that a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa means any malacha that's done only as a reaction to something which is uncomfortable. In other words, a malacha tzricha legufa, to be chayav min ha-Torah, means you have to create something. If you're doing something only because you want to save something, or because you don't like what's going on, that's not called a malacha that you're chayiv on Shabbos. When you produce charcoal, so you're creating something, you're extinguishing a flame to create charcoal. But extinguishing a flame in order to salvage its oil, you created something, you would have been happier if there was no flame to start with to extinguish. Obviously, it doesn't need it now. All right, so there are more shittas also, but we'll leave it at that. Either way, the Tanakhama obviously holds that you're chayiv on a malacha shen tzricha legufa, and Rabbi Yossi says you're a potter. In all these cases in the Mishnah, with the exception of extinguishing a flame to create a charcoal, would fall under the category of a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone extinguishes a ner, because he's scared that the Persians will come and do something to me, now that I have a ner going on the day of their festival, only in their house of Avodah Zarah, or he does so that the burglars shouldn't see him, or because of a ruach ra, or because of a chayla, whose mamish, his life is in danger and he must sleep. In all these cases, not only is he potter, although the Mishnah says potter, but it would be mutter. If he does so to spare the lamp, to spare the oil, or to spare the wick, according to the Tanakhama, he's chayiv. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says you're potter on a malachish and tzricha legufa, he would still be potter. Now let it do it lachatchila, but he would be potter, with the exception of to spare the wick, because he makes it into charcoal. What's a malachish and tzricha legufa? So we said to pshatim. According to Taisus, it's a malacha whose purpose is different from the purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. According to Rashi, it's a malacha performed only in reaction to something that he's not happy about, or to prevent something from happening. It's not creating something.